You get going, and I'll hit it. Hello, and welcome to episode 52 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
Only just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. Ray's with us again.
Yep, yep.
El Guapo. Just a heads up to everyone else. Just remember, do not get your news from us. As we say every time, we're just drinking beer and talking what's going on.
We're drinking a beer.
Yes. Well, unless you listen to this on the podcast and not watch it on YouTube, then we're drinking many, many beers. It's a quantum reality. It's like a Schrodinger's thing, you know. Does the radiation escape and break the poison vial or not? Anyone who got that, you get extra points for listening this week. A lot to talk about, but not really a lot to talk about.
No, it's only a few different topics.
For a minute, let's pretend like there's not an elephant in the room. How's that?
Yep.
All right.
elephant.
Yeah. Well, do you prefer to call it an elephant in the room or the gorilla in the room?
I like elephant.
They're both applicable. So what was this thing about the Olympics? I know I was the one who shared it, and I barely read half of it, but apparently the Russians accused us of cheating in the Olympics.
Yeah, because they're basically banned from the Olympics for doping for until 2022. And so they're That's saying next year. That we rigged the Tokyo Olympics so we would get more medals than that, basically.
To what end?
To make America first. Over Russia. Like a Rocky movie, you know?
Seems a little nuts to me, but blaming Russia for an American election seems kind of crazy to me, too. So
yeah,
maybe this is just a giant troll joke. I don't know.
Well, it was on Yahoo Sports, so.
It was. Well, no, I mean, Russia, like, trolling the world, saying, look, we can say stupid shit, too. I don't know. They said that they actually called us Russophobic. I thought that was pretty funny. Use the cliche buzzword, you know.
Uh-huh.
What did I had it open. I have it open. Here we go. I have it somewhere. There we go. Clearest example of total Russophobia. These Olympic Games stink. Skabiva said, "Global sports forever ceased being an honest competition and turning into a cheap political farce." Oh my. The entire Olympics thing, though, is a joke anyway. Nobody watched. No one gave
Nobody
a shit.
Nobody watched this year's Olympics. Nobody.
And you Everybody thought people would have.
Especially here in America, because they got so political with their views and they're so outspoken. People don't watch the Olympics to find out the politics of the sports people. We don't care.
We call them athletes.
Whatever.
But you're right. I don't give a crap what Megan Rapinoe's opinions are. On the Rapinoe thing for a minute, but we can go right into Arnold if you want. He just lost his weight gain thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that upset about it. Like, screw you freedom. So like, all right, dude, screw my freedom, screw you money then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wanted to play that last week, but I was having trouble finding the audio clip. All I could find was, after the fact, all I could find was him explaining what he meant.
Yeah.
Basically apologizing. But yeah, it does not look good on anyone saying "screw your freedom."
Yeah, especially with that accent.
He's Austrian.
Yeah, Austrian. Yeah, but
actually, yeah, Adolf wasn't German. Yeah, he was actually Austrian.
And even within the same week, dude, he got caught outside without a mask.
Well, he wants us to wear a mask. It's protection that we should all wear all the time, but he's knocking up the housekeeper. Where is he wearing his protection? What's up with this? I'm talking about a double standard. Dude, if you're gonna get away with stucking the housekeeper, at least don't get her pregnant.
Oh, he got her pregnant?
I'm pretty sure, right?
He's got a baby with her.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I did not know that. I thought he just
and they weren't sure it was him, so the kid was like, get to the chopper.
Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. He knocked up the housekeeper and oh my goodness. That's what his marriage ended over that, didn't it? When it became public, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, when it came public, the kid was like 16 or 17 years old, I think. So.
Oh, that's right. It looked just like him, too. Like, he cannot deny it.
So, this Fathom thing you used, you sent it to me. I looked at it, but I didn't, like, dig through it.
Well, I was able to.
It seemed a little weird.
I was able to attach it to the podcast that I uploaded.
Yeah.
So it showed up in the comment section on the podcast. If you click on it, it's got a little transcript of the show itself.
All right. Because, it seemed like something like that, but it was like sound waves and stuff. Like, basically, like you could like fast forward through it to find the.
Yeah, but if you just look at the text, you can see what we talked about too. There's
no one's gonna sit down and read a transcript of us, dude.
No, it's not. No. Me. It's not creating any more effort for me to do.
I was gonna say, if it's free anyway, do it. I'm gonna say no. Anyone who does listen to us isn't gonna sit down and read it. He's thinking of bullshit, right? That's going to be more difficult to listen to Joe Biden by the end of the show. See, what I said is my son, Bo, my dead son, Bo, was in commander of the Navy and then a major. I mean, the Army.
I know it's hard to believe, but there was violence in Chicago again last weekend.
What? Are you serious?
No. Yeah. Wow. Chirac?
Yeah, 5 people were killed across the city, including a 7-year-old girl, and at least 47 people were shot. But there's no problems with anything in Chicago.
Defund the police. Ah, I see you've logged into the Google Docs under the Jeffrey and Brian show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about Chicago. The place has been a dump forever. It's going to be a dump until someone does something, but they keep electing the same garbage bags that just keep taking the money.
They blame it on the Republicans. Even though a Republican ain't been in charge in Chicago in probably 100 years.
I want to say 80, but you might be right. And that's exactly what it's the Republicans' fault. It's like, you've been in charge for God knows how long, and this is what you're doing. And no one's allowed to say, can we at least listen to the other guy?
Yeah.
Not that the Republicans have done a damn thing. I'm getting more and more pissed off at them. I'm actually more pissed at the Republicans now than I am at the Democrats. At least the Democrats being obvious in what they're doing. Republicans, God knows what the hell they're doing. They're a bunch of pussies. They haven't done a thing. And they just watched all this shit happen. They put their thumbs up their asses and just pointed at Biden.
I know we talked about this before. In the past, but there's been some more cases of what they call the Havana syndrome reported at the U.S. Embassy in Berlin. Remember when we briefly had an embassy in Cuba, there were a lot of people that were complaining of strange illnesses that they blamed on a shockwave type weapon.
Like a sound weapon, right?
Yeah, that's
what I thought too, because I read the article and it didn't mention that specifically. I was like, was that the weird thing? They thought it was like a low freak, like a deep yeah, noise and yeah, it rumbled uh-huh. your guts real slow?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like causing like nausea and like explosive, not even explosive diarrhea, but like a pressure wash in the toilet bowl diarrhea.
That's not good diarrhea.
Yeah,
that's not good diarrhea.
No, and it sucks every time, doesn't it?
Do you lose weight with that shit?
I don't know what's good diarrhea either.
The kind you get, you have, you won't, you don't know yet. You're still too young. It's the kind you get when you're studying for your colonoscopy.
Ah, wonderful.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, God.
It cleans out your colon for the last 50 years.
No, God.
I don't need to do it. Well, I don't know. I've done a couple of weird cleanses in my life. At least it won't be 50 years of gunk. Anyway, let's move on to something more appetizing than Brian's colon.
Let's jump from one ass to another one. What's up with this Bernie Sanders going to campaign in pro-Trump district?
I don't know what's going to happen with that or why. He's looking for support. Spending $3.5 trillion.
For the budget package.
So you're going to a deep Trump area looking for the support for that?
Not going to find it there.
No, you got to go into an independent area, and the independents are not happy with the Democrat Party lately, especially not the socialists.
Yeah.
Fucking Bernie Sanders.
He's kind of turned into a has-been, you know? He had his chance.
He said never was.
And,
when he was bitching and complaining about the millionaires and the billionaires.
But he is one.
Then all of a sudden he wrote a book. Yeah, then he wrote a book and became a millionaire. He goes, well, not the millionaires so much. They actually worked for their money. It's like, motherfucker, it took you like 85 years to do something, you know?
He still has never held a real job.
No, he wrote porn for a little while, right?
Oh, that's right. Before he got into government, yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds about right. Free love, everyone gets gonorrhea. We don't discriminate. You get gonorrhea. You get gonorrhea. You even get syphilis. 70s porn.
I remember 70s porn. It's like, oh.
All the pushing.
Yeah, get out, you weed whacker. I grew up in the 80s.
So you saw 70s porn.
Well, every little boy finds it somewhere, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it was 70s. Well, I remember finding my first nudie mag in a workshop that I snuck into after hours one night in a freaking concrete pipe shop. I know, that sounds like a ridiculous story, but it was in my grandmother's backyard. That's even crazier. But look up the company online, Situate Concrete and Pipe. They make giant concrete pipes for like irrigation and like plumbing entire cities. Yeah, I remember going down to the shop and finding a mag once. I was like, ugh. I think I was like 9. It's like, what the hell is that? It's not classy like it is today, you know?
Right, yeah.
The disgusting things they do. Speaking of, OnlyFans has banned porn.
Oh, no.
No, not oh, no. Now, no. All of a sudden, we're going to have everyone we need to work at Burger King and the supermarket and everywhere else to get society running because they're not selling friggin' themselves, dildoing themselves to make their money.
Like, I guess they didn't last that long.
I missed all that, dude.
I guess they didn't last that long. The free
didn't ride. Last that long.
I have no idea how long OnlyFans lasted, honestly. I didn't really know what it was.
I never heard of it before until the article started coming
out. Yeah, so. I think I only heard of it like in last year or something like that.
From what I understand, it's a subscription service and kind of like YouTube, but you have to subscribe to someone and pay to be a subscriber. And a lot of it is people like showing you how to like take care of your household plants. And a lot of it isn't like educational stuff like that, but 90% of it is like people having sex or jerking off. Yeah.
It was like Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly. It immediately became something else, you know?
And it moved something else and lost money. We're like, oh shit, nobody remembers Tumblr.
But yeah, exactly. It immediately became used to something else because it made more money.
Profit when there's porn involved, your business model seriously screwed up.
No, if you got a good business model, porn will find a way to make money doing it because every good idea in American history has either been used for a weapon or pornography. some both, like the internet in the honeypot.
So anyway, apparently, North Carolina's got a new bill going through the process. It's an anti-riot bill, and they're saying it's racist.
What part of it?
No, because apparently black people riot and loot. And to expect them not to is racist, apparently.
That's what it, oh, man.
That's what blows my mind.
There are going to be, people will be charged with a felony for causing significant property damage.
What's like significant? $1,000? I think that's what, I think that's what makes it grand theft auto. Or grand theft, anyways, $1,000.
No, well, specify a dollar amount in the article. They just say that.
As soon as it's subjective, it doesn't matter anymore. You know it.
Increase the penalties for riding, looting. They're calling it racist and anti-Black Lives Matter.
To say you can't riot and loot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this shit, you're not be allowed to loot.
This is that, that's that bigotry of low expectations you keep hearing about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for real, I can't believe that's what we're saying. It's like, we don't expect this entire group of the population to not be able to burn a city down.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more racist to me than saying, hey, you're pissed, let's talk about it. You don't need to burn a city down and kill people.
Yeah.
If you want to have a talk about independence and try to do what the Chaz did, look how that went.
It didn't end well.
No, not at all. Not for anyone involved.
Not for the people living there either.
No, yeah, especially the people that live in there that weren't involved in the so-called revolution.
The only person that got killed was the black baby.
Yeah, because EMTs couldn't get into them.
Yeah.
I think other people died, but I'm not sure. I thought more people died there. I thought like 7 people died or something.
No, I mean, the first one, I know it was a black guy.
What's this? Jeez, crips. I clicked. Huh. Okay. So inflation's not real, right?
Nope.
Not happening, even though the Federal Reserve says it is. And the Secretary of the Treasury says it is. But if it's not real, then why are we increasing the SNAP allowances, or also known as food stamps?
I think that's a step closer to the Democrats' version of UBI.
Or bread and cheese?
Yeah, universal basic income of bread and cheese. But it's not just bread and cheese anymore. You can buy any cold food pretty much anywhere now. You can even use it at Subway in some states, as long as you don't have them toast the sub.
That actually bothers me a little bit, because when I was working at a 7-Eleven, we had people using it to buy like candy and soda.
Oh, yeah. In the grocery stores, they buy shrimp and crab legs with it.
I even pointed out, I was like, man, it's like this a hot pizza right there. It's like, oh, I can't. I was like, what? It tells you the system is fucked up and broken, that you can buy candy, but not a hot pizza.
Right.
And not that pizza is a great choice, but it's better than candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is you go to the supermarket with it, but
then they buy their crab legs and their seafood.
No idea. Yeah, exactly.
Talk about crab leg and seafood. Are you ready for the hurricane coming your way?
Oh yeah, we can talk about a hurricane briefly. Massachusetts is going to have his first hurricane in decades
since 1995, I believe. Hurricane Bob.
Yeah,
Bob.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, Hurricane Bob. What was the last one? Was Hurricane Bob? What is this, Fred?
get all the good hurricane names.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in Henry. Fred just happened, I guess.
Yeah.
No, Fred.
This is, you get a Henry. Yeah, we get hit with Bob then Henry, right? We don't even get a cool name. What a white name to hit New England, right?
Must be for the white people only.
Exactly. No, especially because New England is not ready for a hurricane.
Are they freaking out up there?
A little bit. I got a feeling a lot of people don't understand what a hurricane is. Even a class one up here is a big deal.
Yeah.
These houses are designed to handle like weight vertical down upon them with snow. And they fall over sideways when they get pushed by the wind.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm less concerned about that than a tree falling down, though. I mean, I got like 120-foot trees in the backyard. Mm. And if one of those falls on the house, dear God, that's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys hear the dog?
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Wow. You can't see him.
Oh, he's way upstairs.
Oh. Oh, I can hear it, but that's crazy. Well, Bob, just... Henry.
Yeah, exactly. Bob was 95. Henry's coming now. I think these people aren't quite worried enough. But I went out and bought a couple more cans of propane for the generator. Mm. You know, hunker down and wait it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
And but
no hurricane parties.
Yeah, but why couldn't we get a name? I don't know, at least like a Bernadette or something. You know what I mean?
Big Bertha.
Oh, Bertha, that'd be good.
Oh, Gretchen. Oh, Gretchen, that would be
Gretchen. There's a or Beatrice. That's a good night. Nice, good, nice white name.
Oh, you heard about the FBI and
the January 6th.
No. The Gretchen Wilson, Big Gretch, the FBI, more things are coming out that look like, the FBI set this shit up.
Yeah, basically, the FBI set the whole thing up.
Yeah, it's like there's evidence now, the text message, the FBI agent telling the guys, like, hey, delete this message. You know, don't forget to delete this message and shit like that. So, like, yeah.
We'll see what actually comes out. It'll go nowhere.
Yeah. Well, one guy played guilty already, so he's been banned.
Well, because they're boned, man. If the government wants to get you, the government's going to get you. Look what they did to Capone. Yeah. They couldn't get Capone for the murder or the extortion. Or
they got him on tax charges.
And they got him on tax charges, exactly. If the government wants to get you, they're going to get you. There's nothing you can do to stop them. Let's be real here for a second, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess I got nothing to even add to that. You know, it's like if they want to get you, they're going to get you. There's nothing you can do about it. They're going to find a way to get you. And, you know, you can talk all you want about tracking devices and, oh, they're putting microchips in me. Fuck you. You're walking around with a tracking device in your hand.
That's how they got a bunch of January 6 people.
If anyone is listening to this show right now, they're probably listening to it on a tracking device.
Their cell phone.
Yeah. It's just,
Big news in Texas this week. There was enough Democrats to come back to the House to have a quorum again. So they're starting the vote on stuff again.
Yeah.
Did they get arrested?
No, they haven't been arrested or anything yet.
Geez. So the governor has no balls.
Because. No, a judge stopped them from doing it. And then the Texas Supreme Court overruled the judge. So, you know.
So what the hell's going on?
They have a quorum now, so they're back doing business. So they're going to end up voting on their election bill all over again.
Did they quarantine enough time after getting infected with COVID on their private plane?
I don't know if those people came back yet or not. Only like 3 or 4 people came back. So
they left. They all left on 2 planes, didn't they?
Yeah, some went on vacation though.
And left on the taxpayer's dollar. The Texas taxpayer anyway.
Yeah, and they're getting per diem for when the their legislative bodies are in session.
Sounds like a good way to not get reelected if the average person knows what's happening, huh?
Problem is, the average person that probably voted for him in the first place doesn't have a clue.
They're probably going to vote for that.
I don't know. I think after the last month or so, plus the next 3 or 4 months, might make a lot of people pay a lot more attention to what's going on.
Oh, especially what's going on.
Oh, holy shit. Did you see that thing, dude?
Which one?
The fucking elephant in the room.
Oh, shit. No way.
How did we miss that?
Oh, man, I was about to jump on Cory Booker, but okay.
Yeah. He just out of nowhere yelled defund the police.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that was about. He's just a weird dude, I guess.
No, okay. Oh, the entire Senate, 99 votes, voted against the anti-defunded the police. And he was talking about, like, oh, I don't want the Republicans saying that the Democrats, this body, you know, want to defund the police. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm still not sure what the whole thing meant. I don't know. Cory Booker doesn't make a lot of sense to me anyway. Every time he speaks, my eyes glaze over. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's like, the whole bunch of garbage. It's going to be a bunch of garbage. I don't even have to bother. I was thinking of the last joint I smoked. Oh, my goodness. All right, there's a bomb scare. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
They arrested the person.
Yeah, but he said there was like five. One, he's one of five or something like that. Okay. I think he says like I'm one of five, and now they're not sure if you're like they met family. He met family members or like other people that are coming bomb stuff or whatever. Uh-huh. Did he actually even have a bomb, or did he just make a threat?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's just a crazy guy in the White House steps. Oh my god. Why is the world so fucking crazy, dude? What do people think they're gonna solve by doing this shit?
Nothing. I mean, it's almost like suicide by cop.
Yeah, well, there's better ways to do it than that, though. You got anything lined up next? What's up?
We got another the Biden administration is starting to get blocked by courts.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
A judge just said that that they have to start arresting illegal immigrants again, because they said that the rules were improperly changed without Congress being notified. So they have to, like, go back to Trump guidance now.
Stay in Mexico.
I thought the executive had the authority in terms of saying what to enforce and what to not focus on, though.
Well, the judge here says this policy was in violation of congressional mandates. And the lawsuit was filed by Louisiana and Texas. And the policy violated the Administrative Procedures Act. So I'm sure what that act says is there's certain way you can change the rules, but you got to do it in a set way.
Jesus Christ.
Something similar like this was used against Trump in the beginning, too.
I guess he learned his lesson, so he's just like, okay, let me do it that way then.
We need to fire all of these people and make this shit make sense again.
No. About bureaucrats and stuff?
Yeah, well, let's even just make Congress what Congress is supposed to be again. Congress supposed to be a bunch of blue collar workers that go there for a couple of years, put in their 2 cents, represent this small piece of their state or commonwealth, and then go back to work and live under the laws they helped pass. Not doctors and lawyers that somehow become worth $200 million when they only make $200,000 a year.
Right.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the weird laws that they passed about what's legal to do and what taxes paid on this and that. I mean, if I could control the market by passing laws, I could be a millionaire too. Speaking of, I just made a nice wad of cash selling Bitcoin after the government said that they were going to start, they might consider taxing it like gold. Well, that could be up to like 40% tax, depending on how much you made. So I dumped my Bitcoin. Even better is I bought it back shortly later. That sucks. That's the debt clock to anyone.
28 trillion.
That's, oh my God, that's so much money. Look how fast it ticks up, too.
I know, it's scary looking.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars every minute.
Even, all of them are going up. Medicaid, Social Security, defense, war, interest on debt. That one's flying.
Yeah, interest on debt is the big one. That's what's terrifying, is that we're not even paying our interest.
Total debt to the GDP ratio, 140%.
Oh, somewhere in here it says debt per citizen.
$6,000.
Oh, is that where it is?
Well, there's two of them.
Get right down. It's $528,000 per citizen.
There you go. Your daughter, your son. Right, that was, your son.
No, that's still the assets we're supposed to have. And the liabilities per citizen is $464,000.
It's just, it's, geez Louise, credit card debt. Look at that number. Student is sitting strong about 40K. Oh, total student loan debt's insane, but we need to stop lending that money out. We keep bitching about student loan debt. Why do we keep loaning this money to them from the federal government instead of banks?
Yeah.
Wait, right there it says per student is about $40,000.
Yep.
Fuck you guys saying you wanted to eliminate 40K. Fuck you. Jesus Christ. I've seen worse than 40K in the hole. Actually, I'm not sure about that. That's a lot of money.
Dollar per crypto ratio is 1050 to 1.
Are this 15 million union workers? They're way too powerful for that few people.
Dollar to silver ratio is 2,800 per
hour. Yeah, but there's more government employees than there are union employees.
Yeah.
And the workforce is only a third of the population. Or I'm sorry, that's a little less than half the population, I guess. Oh, according, this must be a lot of children. I don't account for them when I'm looking at the. Jesus, I need to stop reading this damn debt chart with you guys. Let's talk about something besides the debt clock, huh?
All right.
Sorry, it's sad to look at, isn't it?
I was thinking about making it a regular feature on the show.
Always keep it running in the corner.
Hey, remember those $2 trillion we wasted for the last 20 years?
By the way, you guys, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to go to that yet. What, you guys got something else? What's this Breitbart thing? Oh, never mind.
I think we're ready for that. That might be our transition.
Huh?
It's our transition. It's a sports-related subject.
Sure. Sure, if you want to go right into that, gory shit.
I've looked at all the other topics have been covered.
No, I mean right into the gory one.
Okay.
With the sports transition, sure there. Afghanistan has this amazing soccer athlete. What is he, like 19?
Yep.
Yeah, when that jet landed. And where did it land that came from Afghanistan?
The ball?
Yeah, you know, where did it land?
I don't know. Probably in Germany or someplace like that.
Yeah, and that was the one that was, the pictures were famously taken of. Apparently, some of the pieces that fell out of the landing gear were this 19-year-old soccer player trying to flee Afghanistan before they cut him into pieces for being some peace-loving, I'm sorry, not peace-loving, liberty-loving American patriot or something. I don't know what to think of what's going on over there. I don't know if there's any way to avoid this, honestly. But we at least didn't have to leave them weapons.
No. I agree with you that 20 years was time to go, you know.
It was time to go after we got
for 10. So I guess blame... Russia smarter than us. You know, they only did 10 years in Afghanistan.
Sure, I thought they did 20.
But, you know, all of this should have been planned out. Those weapons should have been destroyed before we left.
Why destroy them? You had tons of time. We could have got them out. We could have taken them with us.
It's more expensive to take them with us. We promised them to the
I refuse to accept that.
Army. At least the Air Force, Afghanistan Air Force, they did the right thing. They flew out of the country.
Well, yeah, they took off like a bunch of sissies.
They fleed in their jets.
Yeah, where'd they go?
Jets and fled the country.
Well, then sold them to Russia? Rhymony. You know, I keep hearing a lot, too, that they don't want to fight for themselves. And yeah, that's what Biden said. I don't know about that. Total, we lost several hundred in that whole conflict. The Afghanistani people lost tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they weren't fighting. You know what I mean?
And where does the Taliban get their money for this? Oh,
I don't know. Maybe we're dropping crates of cash off in the middle of the night like in Iran. Not even crates. Literal jet loads of cash like that we did in Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're getting this money because we're leaving behind. Did you see they're selling U.S. Trucks, Army trucks and Marine trucks and Humvees and everything, convoy trucks. They're selling this shit on social media.
I didn't see that.
I'm not kidding you. Oh, I wish I had the article right now. It wasn't like Facebook, but it was the same thing as like Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. And it was even crazy. It was in freaking English and in like Farsi. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, you know, US military, 150 kilometers.
Right.
And it's telling you like engine size and no horsepower, and it's like, what the hell? And this selling, I was like, Jesus Christ, like we just handed them a giant pile of money.
Yeah.
They got Blackhawks, dude. And it's funny as I pointed that out, and someone at work said something along the lines of, oh, you think they know how to fly an American Blackhawk helicopter? I was like, I don't know. You think they know how to fly a Boeing 747 into
YouTube it. YouTube it.
Not even that. Go to school. Join the Marines and learn how to fly one. I'm sure they have guys that have been trained by the United States to fly one. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, definitely.
It's not easy to fly a jet into a tower either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, honestly, that takes some skill. And these guys went to higher education to do this. It's not like they make it, a lot of people think we're fighting against literal goat fuckers. You know what I mean?
That's not the case at all.
Well, I mean, some of them do. And those are the jackasses in the desert with the rifles. But some of these guys actually know what they're doing. I mean, so how do you take over something that's
like... The people in charge of the Taliban are pretty smart, you know. They're coming across saying, oh, we're going to respect women's rights. We're going to be a kinder, gentler Taliban.
The 2.0 Taliban.
We're going to allow free passage and amnesty to people wanting to leave the country.
As they start decapitating people.
Yeah.
Did you see the woman who had her eyes cut out of her head for not wearing a scarf?
No.
The same day that they what's his name? Mujahideen?
Yeah,
said that they were going to do that the same day they carved this woman's eyes out of her head and fed them to the dogs, literally in front of her.
Yeah. Thank God that they had their own Twitter account and President Trump doesn't, you know.
Well, that's because Trump is violent with his words.
And they're not violent with their words, but they're actually violent, which is worse.
And videos of it, too. But they're at least not saying that they're doing this stuff.
But they're doing it.
And you guys saw the reporter asked the Taliban, like, hey, what do you guys think about free speech? And the Taliban responded, like, well, what do you think Facebook does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I don't know. Right now, it's just right now, I'd love for Trump to be in charge just for like an hour and a half. Just him. Excuse me. What just happened? Excuse me. No. Blow them all up. Kill them all. I don't care. Nope. It's over. It's done. You blew it. You know. Joe Biden's hiding, and he's been hiding, and he can't. First thing he did was exactly what he said he was not going to do, was blame the former administration. That was the first thing he did.
Yeah.
His press secretary has been gone. Where the hell is the VP?
She's on her way to Asia.
She don't want that shit to be pinned on her.
She's not allowed to be around it because they thought she was going to be their shining light in the world in the administration. But nobody can stand her. Nobody can stand her cackle. She's got this weird, nervous cackle whenever she gets a question that she doesn't want to talk about. Or she gets put in a situation that's uncomfortable.
When Joe Biden, couldn't find Joe Biden and stuff like that, they asked Kamala, like, hey, can you make a statement? And apparently she was yelling around, like, no, they're not going to pin this shit on me. And she's hiding because they don't want her to... They don't want to blame it on her. And that's why you couldn't find her for a while, too.
The ATI shirt, I'm sorry. I have a blue one from the automotive one.
Hi, how are you?
Very.
Okay. She don't want to be related to this incident.
Well, nobody wants her in charge of anything either, you know?
She terrifies Democrat voters.
Yeah, she's nobody, not going to be the nominee.
You know how nobody want to be in charge? Joe Biden had to go on a second vacation. That's how nobody want to be in charge of this shit.
Huh? Then why do they even addressed all of this stuff? That's the problem, was nobody paid attention to what they were voting for. They just knew what they were voting against. People voted out of hate. And that's what's even crazier, is they cast their vote because they hated Trump so much, but they did not pay attention at all to who the candidates were. There were even newspapers and big deal, like online newspapers, saying stuff like, just stay alive, Joe Biden. We just need your corporeal form. Nobody gave a crap that the guy couldn't form a coherent sentence.
But now, all of a sudden, even the media is not even trying to cover for him anymore.
Because I don't know. ABC just got blown up or whatever, or one of these guys.
Stephanopoulos. They get a lot of that interview away from the public.
Yeah, Stephanopoulos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
The Republicans are trying to get their hands on it, you know, to hear what other coherent things he did. Did he wander off in the bushes in the middle of the interview or what?
Well, let's be real. Anyone who's actually actually looking at what's going on has seen this stuff. Anyone who's getting their news from Twitter headlines or not even CNN, even CNN saying, what the hell is the matter with this guy?
Yeah, they're starting to come around now too.
Problem is, now to call them out on, they're going to have to admit they were wrong about a lot of stuff. And they don't want to do that either. Joe Biden. You know, though, the VP scares me more than Joe Biden does.
Yeah. It's more power hungry.
I don't know. You think, is it possible they brought up the 25th Amendment for Trump just so they'd have the excuse to use it under Biden?
That was supposed to be the original plan. But I think it backfired when they figure out, like, oh, yeah, nobody liked Kamala. So, like, fuck. So, you listen to bring one unpopular person after another one. So, how's that going to look for the Democrat Party? So, yeah, they don't want Kamala in there around nowhere. And from what I heard today, and the Pentagon, somebody leaked, like, yeah, General Milley wished Trump was back.
Yeah, he's the one who's getting ready to resign.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that should talk about resigning.
Oh yeah, he was talking about resigning after all this shit is over. But yeah, I guess white rage didn't help him.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of any of this shit, dude.
Well, I mean, if they had an inkling that the government was going to collapse as fast after we pulled out, we should have, you know, worked on getting more people out of the country before we actually left the country.
Actually, Joe Biden made it a big deal saying it won't happen from Friday to Monday. And fact check, he was technically right because it was from Wednesday to Monday. Seriously, from Wednesday to Monday, they had Kabul. Days, yeah. They had the capital.
But now, I guess what I heard too, that Trump had a plan and he ditched it. Like, no, we don't need that plan. And they went for something else.
Even if you went by Trump's pullout date, you still had months and months and months to get everyone out, then get the equipment out, and then pull out the Army and the Marines.
Yeah, but
instead they pulled out the Army and the Marines and the Air Force and said, "Sucks to be all you guys," and rolled out.
And now they're
now sucks to be the Marine Army and the Marines because now you have to bring them back.
You see the videos of these people passing babies across the top of a crowd to throw over a barbed wire fence, and like there were Marines grabbing these babies trying to get them out of the country.
Yeah,
I've seen video.
Oh my God.
The Marines turn people away, like, no, you cannot be here. Go away, families and shit too. So
I just can't imagine being that terrified that you're throwing your baby over a barbed wire fence. You know what I mean?
How about to be terrified? You had to jump on top of the C-17 to get out of there.
That's a stupid decision, period, because there's no way you're gonna survive that.
Yeah, no, but that's how terrified people are.
I understand that the fear, but there's no way you're going to survive that. So that was just a stupid attempt.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it's one thing if you're dumb enough to think grabbing the wheel and going up with the landing gear might save you, but you would either freeze to death or suffocate because you're not in the pressurized cabin.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the wing, you would definitely not survive. There's no way you're holding on to that thing at 200 miles an hour, whatever, or 180, whatever they fly at.
No, not at all.
You know, when there's no oxygen and it's 10 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Imagine being the crew member, have to clean that mess up.
That's the same thing the wife said. She's like, I feel so bad for those airmen at that airbase that had to go out there and clean that up.
Scar.
And all I could think was, I was actually that asshole that had to do that kind of disgusting stuff on the Navy ships. No, it was always the HTs that cleaned up the disgusting thing because they had the strongest stomachs from doing the sewage work too.
You know, it's funny because I've done like plumbing around my house. I've done like I've been at work in trash places. I smell disgusting. No big deal, but dude, as soon as I come around changing a diaper, I'm a fucking bitch. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is, though. Like, I can walk around the toilet. I separate the toilet, stuff like that, disgusting thing, I clean it out. I could work in trashy places, like discuss, or like literally dump trash and stuff. But once it comes with a diaper, I'm weak. I don't know.
Yeah, like now it's something different altogether.
Yeah, like a diaper could be easier, but I don't know why. All
right. So we mentioned that even the the liberal news media is starting to question them, right?
Yeah.
Are they really, though? Because I keep reading that they're questioning the question. This is all right-wing sources. I haven't seen a whole lot of crap from CNN saying, hey, Joe, what the hell are you doing? You know, like we said, was it ABC? Whoever Stephanopoulos works for.
It's ABC.
They just got busted editing stuff to make Biden not look like a complete incoherent babbling buffoon.
He's just gonna backfire.
That never does that. I keep hearing there's stuff backfire. No, because nobody.
People still believe in that shit.
Well, no, even when there's a big swing in the polls of opinions and approval ratings, it's like 1%. And it's because a handful of people that haven't already made up their mind listen to something and change their opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone's already made up their mind. What, Joe Biden could fucking nuke Canada and it wouldn't piss off two-thirds of his supporters. You just know, like if Trump did the same thing, most of his supporters were like, they deserved it, those assholes. Freaking frogs.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're right. People will still support them. Each candidate, whoever they go for.
Trump obviously would have nuked Mexico. I don't know, man. And this is what's really bothering me, what's going on over there, though, is I don't want to believe that we would do this. Because I think more of our country than this. I refuse to believe that we did this to create a reason to send in more troops than we ever had before. But we've done this shit before.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. And if we're going to let tens of thousands of people be murdered in a horrible, horrible way as an excuse to send in 20,000 troops, I'm going to be pissed.
I think Taliban is playing it safe just to build a fucking country so they can be part of they can be recognized as the Taliban Emirate. What's it? Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. They're trying to build their own country.
Yeah, fuck what they want to be. Call yourself Tahiti. You can call yourself Mexico. Big tits on a pig.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what the fuck you think, but they're going to do this, so they're not going to create a catastrophe. They're going to let everybody go. They can start their, then they're going to start their own country. Imagine Taliban being a fucking part of the UN 20 years from now.
Well, I mean, let's be real. If they cover a territory the size of Afghanistan, they could easily have 50 million people. If they actually manage to like industrialize the nation and maybe even somehow make a cash crop, they could probably turn it into 100, 150 million people in a piece of plot of land that big, you know, taking into account the mountains and everything else.
Yeah, well,
they could be they could be a big voice at the UN table.
Yeah, no, but what I was hearing too, like, somebody made a comment like, well, we should have left a military in there because we got military in Germany, we got military in Japan, we got military in South Korea.
Yeah, what are we doing there? In any of those places, what are we doing there?
What I'm saying, like, you know what? But those three places that I mentioned, that they had infrastructure before we got there. Afghanistan doesn't.
Germany?
They had infrastructure before we got there.
What do you mean by infrastructure? Like railroad systems? They have railroads in Afghanistan.
The shitty ones, but it wasn't like the only reason I heard another video is that the only reason nobody can conquer Afghanistan because it's a mountainous country.
That's why so many people have had so much trouble. I think Khan was the last one to conquer it, or am I thinking somewhere else?
The graveyard of empires. And I don't think nobody bothered with Afghanistan.
And for some reason, people don't realize Afghanistan, Central Asia.
Yeah.
I keep hearing people say, I don't care about the Middle East. I'm like, Middle East? This is Central Asia.
Yeah.
But
building infrastructure in that area is going to be awesome. And especially there's a lot of tribes. There's still the tribe mentality. There's a season of war. They go war in the summertime. In the wintertime, they have peace. That's how fucking backwards they are.
I heard that this whole withdrawal was done at the wrong season, too. This withdrawal would have been done during the winter.
It would have been
harder for the Taliban to move as fast through the country as they did.
It doesn't matter when the hell you did the withdrawal. The sheer fact that we didn't do anything before we took our soldiers out would have happened then too. oh, it would have taken him an extra 5 days to do this shit. Well, what would we have done? We would have gone, ah, oh, crap. It's going to take us at least a week and a half to get jets out there. We'll get a paratroop soldiers in like it's fucking D-Day.
But I think the main concern was the city, getting the citizens out. Getting the citizens out first, then the military. And that's where Joe Biden fucked up. When we get the citizens out. He got the military out.
He didn't get anyone. He took the soldiers out and left all of the weapons and all of the people.
And they left Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and just like, oh, sucks to be all you guys that didn't come with us.
And, I mean, it was looted the next morning. And then we turned over that big prison to them that had all kinds of, you know, prisoners in there, and they're all free working for the Taliban now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't want to believe that we could have done this something like this on purpose, but I don't see a way that everyone involved in this
was that stupid.
Was so fucking stupid,
yeah,
to do this.
Right.
I refuse to accept that. Even Joe Biden, as crazy as that old man is,
yeah,
and he doesn't know where he is half the time, even he knows better than that, because he's not an idiot.
Right.
He's just an old man who's degrading. He's not stupid. I mean, the man's the president of the United States. He did something at some point to get in that position. Now, yeah, whether or not he got himself elected president, no, but he got himself in the position to be elected president. Right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You same thing I said about Trump is, as much as you hate the guy, he's president and he's a billionaire. And, you know, what are you?
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, we're amateur podcasters. Or are we amateur podcasters or are we podcast enthusiasts?
I'll go podcaster enthusiast.
Ooh, all right. We need to figure out this Mastodon thing. I keep meaning to look it up, but I never think about it till we're doing this. Or I'm listening to the
No Agenda.
By the way, I told you the one I missed an episode.
Mm-hmm.
It never showed up in my feed until the last one I had was Bald Nancy until the newest one. Then all of a sudden the old one showed up with the new one. But at the same time, I was also not, it wasn't doing the tell me how much complete I was with the episode. So I think something weird was happening, but it was only with them, no one else.
Yeah.
Like anyone even knows what I'm talking about. You should check out the No Agenda show.
Okay.
I mean, everyone, but yes.
Yeah.
It is fun, but they do too much. It's too much of a morning show, though. It's even worse than the Rumble in the Morning in terms of their stupid jingles. Dear God, their stupid jingles.
People like their jingles.
They do, and their karma jingles. Especially the R2-D2.
Hmm.
All right. Anything else in particular you want to talk about? What was this women's rights thing?
Oh, the Taliban is going to give women's rights?
Well, no, not that. Using military force to handle women's rights in Afghanistan is not rational, says Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
We went and taught these girls to read. We told them they could vote. We told them they could drive cars. We told them they could be doctors and lawyers.
Yeah.
Dude, that was almost one generation, where they 20 years.
And politicians.
For 20 years, we did this.
Yeah.
That's, and then we rolled out, and now they're all going to be circumcised and sold into sex slavery, or flat out shot in the head and left in the street.
Yeah.
I'm really pissed off. And again, I don't know what we could have done about this, but we spent 20 years teaching these people this stuff and building, trying to nation build.
Right.
It took these people less than a week to topple it and say, we're going to kill everyone who's involved with it.
No, but what the fuck, dude? Like, they didn't want to fight for this thing. So what the fuck are you going to do? They're not willing to die for
it. Who's supposed to fight? Who's supposed to fight the women and their children?
The president fled the country.
Of course the president. So, Joe Biden doesn't have a rifle either.
If you want something you're willing to fight for, you would do it. But if you don't, they're going to take it from you, so what?
What the fuck are you going to do about it?
You sound like Joe Biden, dude. We brought this up earlier. We've lost, granted, we've lost some soldiers, but we lost less than 1,000 during this entire 20-year thing. The Afghanis have lost tens of thousands of soldiers fighting the Taliban.
Yeah, well,
in these 20 years.
It wasn't enough because they still don't want to fight for it. They're still scared for them.
That's because, well, that's because all of a sudden they were surrounded by 50,000 dudes with rifles and American equipment. And there's 20 guys with rifles. Like, here's my gun, dude. I'm sorry. I don't want to fight. That's why they surrendered. They were completely surrounded and completely outgunned. And then half them got executed anyway. They're still executing soldiers that surrender. It's unbelievable what's going on over there.
Eventually, it's going to happen no matter what. So what the fuck was the point?
Well, that's why a lot of these soldiers are fighting to the death. And some of them are hoping they can surrender. And, you know, some of them being shot in the street for it. Dude, they got a registry of Christians. They're literally going door to door looking for Christians to kill.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're doing the same thing for Jews, too. I'm sure. And what are we supposed to do? Maybe we should just let these assholes take over and then just nuke Kabul.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
I got a feeling China would not be happy with that.
Well, let's
mess up their new poppy fields.
Actually, I was going to say even better. Let's just bomb the poppy fields. Not even the cities. Just bomb the poppy fields and see what happens.
Then the CIA is going to be pissed.
Yeah, but watch the entire economy of Afghanistan just shrivel up. Oh, I'm sorry, not Afghanistan, of Taliban. Same difference at this point, right?
Yep.
I don't know, man. I'm too old to go fight. I've already put in my time. I took my risks. I don't know who has to pick up this fight. I don't think it's American citizens. But
no, it's a wonder for that they have to fight for it. I'm sorry about it. That's it.
Well, if you don't get involved, sooner or later, Japan bombs Pearl Harbor. You know what I mean?
No, I mean,
you can't always stay neutral and shit.
I know, like, let them come. Then we got another purpose to go back. And probably that's why they went to the fucking the military industrial complex.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the guys that make the weapons that we turned over to the Taliban are just giggling and smiling, on that we're just going to buy more of the same shit.
Yeah.
And the rate we're paying $800. What the hell? Oh. What the hell? You're asking me a poll on this, dude?
Yeah, in the middle of a conversation.
I don't even know how to vote.
Press it and press approval.
I pushed a button, but I think
in the bottom right. The bottom right.
End poll. I see that. I don't know. I can keep. Oh my god! Stop sharing. I don't even know what that means.
Here's the results of the poll.
Oh, see, how do I not see these things come up? Like, now I'm seeing the questions you've asked.
Oh,
I don't know.
Relaunch poll. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Don't worry about the poll.
I like polls. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I can keep harping and harping. I'm pissed. I'm disappointed.
Well, what do you think about what the UK came out and said about the Biden administration's rapid pullout? And, you know, there's a lot of people saying that we've lost standing in the world for this.
Well, and look what we did to Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
We promised them we would protect them if they took apart their nukes, right?
Right.
What happened there?
We didn't protect them.
No.
Russia took over part of their country.
And by the way, Trump was in office for that, right?
No, Obama.
I thought the Crimea Peninsula was under Trump.
Obama.
All right. And what do we do for Taiwan?
More and more we're backing away from Taiwan.
And Hong Kong?
We gave them back to the Chinese. Well, the English gave them back to the Chinese, and we did nothing to stop it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess that wasn't our
agreement.
China
said they were going to be part of China, but they were going to get to keep all their liberties and freedoms that they had under being a UK colony.
The same idea as what Taiwan was supposed to have or did have for a while.
Right. And every year since China's had control of the Hong Kong, more and more freedoms have been lost. Epoch Times actually started in Hong Kong, and they used to print an actual newspaper over there.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
It's been, maybe it wasn't Epoch Times, but it was some pro-democracy newspaper. They kept getting raided by the communist government, and they finally shut it down completely.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't trust the United States to protect you when they say, well, don't worry, we'll take care of you if something happens.
Not anymore.
No. Just like I wouldn't trust the United States government to say, here, take this drug. Because look how that's worked historically, right?
I wasn't going to go here because we didn't have any COVID-related topics.
I did not say COVID. I just said that they seem to like to test drugs on their own citizens. But okay. As he gets up to go take a dump because he's pissed.
It's like a by the U.S. government telling the citizens, "Don't you don't need a gun. You got police for that."
Yeah. Do you have a fire extinguisher in your house?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Why? You got a fire department.
I know, but I take care of myself real quick before it gets bigger.
Yeah, well, it takes the fire department 10 minutes to show up. My house could burn down by then. Yeah, and you'd be dead for 9.5 minutes by the time the cops show up.
No shit.
Or do you lock your front door?
Of course.
Yeah, why? You can call the police.
Yeah, because they want to defund the police.
In Norfolk, too, they want to defund the police?
Huh?
Norfolk wants to defund the police?
Do they?
Hey, you guys heard about Mexico suing the gun manufacturers in the United States?
I barely heard any of that.
I didn't hear you.
The Mexico want to sue the United States gun manufacturer.
For what?
Because they make guns.
Oh.
And because of the rising crime in Mexico. Because of the guns.
Is this part of the Obama's...
No,
drug dealers guns so we could track them back to the United States.
No, they're blaming us because there's guns in their country because they're illegal in their country, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's what it sounds like.
The manufacturing. Yeah. And that's what Hart went over there for to talk to the Mexican president. Like, hey, buy you some manufacturing about guns and stuff like that.
Yeah, just like states that border states with that sell marijuana legally, blame the state next to them why they're finding all these potheads in their state. You know what I mean?
Hey, that would be a good. Hey, that would be a perfect. What's the name of the title for in this video? Don't trust the U.S. government to protect you.
I don't know what would be a good one. I still like the. I'm with the government and I'm here to help. That's a Ronald Reagan quote, right?
9
most terrifying words of the English language. Mm-hmm. I'm with the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
I think that was Reagan, right?
Yeah.
I think that's way too long up to be a title.
Yeah, it probably was, I'm sure. But anyways,
actually, you know what's a good name for the episode is The Elephant in the Room.
Yeah, the gorilla in the room.
Yeah, the 600-pound gorilla. So are we gonna talk about the gorilla or what?
Hey, are we gonna talk about the 500-pound gorilla in the room? Where? In the corner?
How about this? The Joe Biden in the room?
No Joe Biden in the room.
He's here, but no,
or even better, where's Joe?
Where's Joe? On vacation, second vacation.
He's back from his vacation. He had to cut it short.
Biden. He went back to another.
He went back to Camp David.
No, he went back to Maryland.
Yeah, but then he was supposed to fly to Wilmington tonight, and he stayed in D.C. to deal with the crisis.
So they finally realized that this is actually something and not just like, it'll go away. Seriously, like they thought like it would go away if they ignored it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
They brought Jen Psaki back off of vacation.
So I can't believe she's still
a couple of times.
She's supposed to be leaving the job soon anyway, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe she's still doing that. Like, can you imagine running? First of all, her job sucks. Everyone knows that job sucks, right? Oh my God, I cannot imagine running cover for the president, no matter who the president is.
Yeah.
Even Huckabee Sanders couldn't do it long. Actually, what, she did 3 years?
I think two.
I like to replace it.
We had the guy at the beginning. I forgot his fucking name.
I liked McEnany. She was hilarious.
Yeah, towards the end. That was towards the end, but yeah, she was awesome.
The tall, goofy looking white dude with short hair and glasses under Obama. Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name.
Glasses blonde.
Yeah, that dude. I cannot believe he did that long, because you could see like this. You could see he was wanting to flip out on people when he was doing the job. I was like, dude, he's gonna quit. He's gonna go nuts and kill everyone. Well, I can't believe anyone would do that job. That actually sounds like a terrible job.
Thankless job.
Oh yeah. All that happens is people yell at you and call you a liar, no matter what. You know what I mean? And your job is to lie to people.
Oh, you talk about lying. Somebody asked today in the news, when Joe Biden was making a speech, and it's like, well, why should we believe you now? Since the last time you told something that wasn't true.
I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say about any of this shit anymore. You can't trust Joe just because Joe doesn't know where he is from day to day.
No.
And even the people that, I say the people that support him, no one supports Joe Biden. There's a handful of idiots that do because they blindly support him. But the average person that voted Biden didn't vote for Biden. They voted against Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're regretting the vote now.
Well, this is what you get when you vote out of hate. You know what I mean? Like, you could have thought of someone you thought would have been a better candidate and written their name in, and maybe enough people would have picked that, or I don't know, Mickey Mouse, you know, or even D's Nuts. Could you imagine if D's Nuts won the presidential election?
Chuck Norris.
I would change my name real quick. No, but anyway, hey guys, I gotta go.
Yeah, I think I'm done too. I'm already disappointed, and if we go too much further into this Afghanistan thing, I'm gonna start talking about the disgusting photos that came out, and I feel really bad that I looked at them. I don't know where this is gonna go. It's not gonna be anywhere good.
Now let's see what's gonna happen this weekend, because last weekend we know.
Well, if we get involved again, the tens of thousands of lives will be lost. And if we do not, hundreds of thousands of lives will be lost over this.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. How's that?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not just the United States that left fucking Sweden, everyone else too. The English disappeared too. It's not just us that left. Australia's not there either.
No, all the NATO countries left.
Yeah.
Australia. He's going through a harsh lockdown, dude. They fucking arrested anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Troops out for that.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's my Australian friends that gave me a bunch of shit with the Second Amendment here. Haven't said a thing when I've said, I bet they wish they had their guns now.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Yeah, when the army is in your streets. And by the way, what, it's going to take F-16s and nukes to take on the United States government? Taliban disagrees. anyway. Bunch of pissed off dudes with rifles that do it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Out, man. Brian, I got not much more to say, honestly.
That's good. We can wrap it up.
We did our best to dance around the elephant, but you know, we bumped into it and you can't not, right?
Nope. Sure can't.
I think I am going to name this one the elephant in the room.
Okay.
I think it's a good one. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? You think we're going to get full involved in an actual conflict or just occupy them like they're Germany or North Korea or Japan?
No idea at this point.
Yeah. No matter what it is, it's not going to be good.
No, it's not.
All right. Well, that was 52.
Yep.
We tried to keep it short. I said, no, we didn't. It just happened to be short.
Yeah. It's about an hour.
Yeah, about an hour and a half-ish.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah, I don't have the count-up timer. I don't know. I guess until next time, maybe we'll have something better to talk about. Maybe there'll be good news, you know? Hopefully. We'll see. We don't seem to focus on good news, though, do we?
We do once in a while. It's hard to. There hasn't been a lot of good news to talk about lately. So.
As they say, no news is good news, right?
Yep, exactly.
Which I never knew what that meant. I'm still confused. Does that mean that no... all news is bad news, or does it mean that if there's no news at all, that's good news?
If there's no news at all, that means it's good news. That's what it means to me.
So they basically mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It just always bothers. Like that's ambiguous. I'm not sure what we're referring to, but they still mean the same thing ish.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. If you manage to listen to the show, you can check us out on any media. Ask any smart device. If anyone has made it this far, shoot us an email at thejeffreyandbrianshow@gmail.com. Yeah, good luck spelling that one. We are considering making merchandise. I have a single design that I've had an expert draw. But apparently it looks too much like a cartoon from the middle of the night you would get on Cartoon Network.
I showed it to Ray today. He's like, the beer bottle doesn't need arms and legs.
Well, no, that shows that he's like sentient or whatever, I guess. Okay. I don't know. I thought it was funny. And
it's good. It's good.
There's layers. The microphone was like onto his t-shirt, so it's not real.
And he asked about the rat too. Who was the rat?
Oh, you need to blow it up. That's a little troll in the sewer. He's got the hair and everything. The rabbit's hair troll. The trolls in the troll. But yeah, and his microphone goes down into the sewer, so it talks to no one. His wire. I thought it might be funny to put it up his ass. But she said, hey, they might not realize that's what it is. So, you know, into the sewer. But yeah, there's layers of metaphor within that picture.
Okay.
But no, like I said, we weren't going to bother coloring in if you didn't think it was a cool idea, because we can do other things.
Yeah.
That was the one that I had pictured in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out that little, that rat in the corner. Okay. Zoom in on it. It's a little troll with like the treasure troll hair. Oh, the artist is pissed. No, hold on.
What's wrong with it?
It looks like the Sheikh Zula from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Well, I guess Sheikh Zula does look a little drunk all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a little out of his mind.
By the way, oh hey, it stuck back on.
Oh, you unscrewed it all the way.
I broke it off. It screwed back on. That's awesome. All right, well, Anyway, I did manage to make it through that. We are possibly thinking about making some merchandise. If anyone has a cool idea for a logo, we'd be interested. If you just wanted to give us money, that'd be even more fun. But I'm thinking about if we do start making merch, which, by the way, would be like 20 shirts. We would have to set up like a PayPal account for our Gmail.
Okay.
You know what sucks is, though, you and I are going to buy all the shirts and give them out to people to wear.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what will happen, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I keep dragging this out because I'm having fun, but
yeah,
that's our show. I'm done. Deuces. Right. Stay safe, everyone.
Later.